minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation. It's about life.
It's 8:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. For supporters of a one-cent sales tax for school facilities in Champaign County, the margin of defeat was tantalizingly slim. But at the Urbana School Board meeting last night, board members discussed making another try in April of 2009. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
With all the late ballots now tallied, the countywide school sales tax referendum lost by just 262 votes, less than one half of 1%. It won the majority of votes in the Champaign and Urbana school districts, but was rejected almost everywhere else in Champaign County. Urbana School Board President Mark Netter says the best option available to school districts is to petition the Champaign County Board for another sales tax referendum in the spring municipal elections.
I would be ready to start again. We really have to look at what are we going to do different. You know, we worked hard. We had a great, talented group of people. We got 58% of the vote out, 58% of the favorable votes in Urbana. We probably need to figure out how to get more.
Netter attended a meeting last week of school officials from around Champaign County where sentiment leaned toward seeking another vote on the school sales tax. He expects the Urbana School Board to vote on the question at its December 16th meeting. But if the referendum is to be successful, Netter says they'll have to do a better job in all parts of the county of promoting the sales tax as the best way to pay for school construction and repair. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Mark Netter also announced that he won't be seeking re-election in the spring election. Netter has served on the Urbana School Board for 10 years, representing Subdistrict 5. Urbana's school district has reached an out-of-court settlement in a second complaint involving a victim of former schoolteacher John White. Under terms of an agreement filed in Champaign County Circuit Court yesterday, District 116 will pay $390,000 to a girl who was a former student of White's at Thomas Paine Elementary School. $117,000, or 30%, will go to the child's attorney, Ellen Bullock. The girl will receive the rest of the money in regular payments spread out over the next 50 years. Urbana school officials had no comment on the settlement at last night's school board meeting. The district earlier agreed to pay $300,000 to another victim to avoid a lawsuit. John White is serving a 60-year prison sentence after pleading guilty to child molestation charges involving 8 girls in Urbana and 2 girls in Normal. A judge has temporarily blocked the state of Illinois from moving inmates out of a central Illinois prison the governor wants to close, and a spokesman for the prison system says the state will comply. Johnson County Judge James Williamson yesterday ordered the Department of Corrections to stop moving prisoners out of Pontiac Correctional Center pending resolution of a lawsuit filed by the Prison Workers Union. The lawsuit claims the closure is creating safety concerns. A hearing is scheduled on December 1st. Henry Bayer, executive director of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, says he hopes Governor Rob Blagojevich will use the break to reconsider closing the prison. Crime in Illinois fell by more than 3% last year, continuing a 13-year slide that resulted in 210,000 fewer crimes than in 1994. That's according to data from the Illinois State Police. Each type of offense, from murder to theft, dropped in 2007. It's a trend that experts attributed partly to tougher drug laws and dispersal of dense, high-poverty neighborhoods. Police agencies around Illinois reported 456,000 serious crimes in 2007, a 3.1% drop from the year before. That's nearly 32% fewer crimes than the 666,500 reported in 1994. Law enforcement reported drops in many categories of serious crime, including rape, robbery, battery, burglary, larceny, auto theft, and arson. Champaign County crime dropped by just under 200 incidents in a year's time, or 2.7% from 2007 to 2006. Vermilion County crime went down 4.3% in that period. It's been less than a month since the last election, but the focus is already turning to Illinois' next big election, as Amanda Vinicky reports.
As Democratic Governor Rod Blagojevich struggles to get Illinois' budget under control, others in his party are eyeing the job. Bill Daley may be one of them. Daley, the brother of Chicago Mayor Richard Daley, says he will make a decision next year on whether or not he will run in 2010. And says fixing education will play a role in his decision.
Because the state needs a better education system for the economy of the state and for the opportunities for young people, my kids and, more importantly, my grandkids now.
Daley's an executive at J.P. Morgan Chase and served as President Clinton's Commerce Secretary. Other Democrats who've expressed interest in running for governor include the Attorney General, Comptroller, and Treasurer, as well as State Senator Mike Jacobs. Blagojevich himself has yet to definitively say if he'll try for a third term, but he has alluded to it. A full list of Republicans is also being floated. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
8:35, we check in with Ed Kieser. And Ed, Jay had to cut out early, so I don't have any interesting trivia or anniversaries for you.
You don't?
I don't. I'm sorry. I'll just let you get right to the forecast.
Well, okay. You don't have any forecast questions either.
Well, just, I see a high around 48 today, which appears to be the highest temperature we're going to see for a few days.
And our average high for the date is 49, so we're only going up to around average this afternoon. So that tells you that if you feel like it's been cold lately, you're not mistaken, because we've been running below average. Our average high is 49. Our average low for today, 32. Today's the day where the average